Hi everyone. I'd like to emphasize that this is really a headphones experience more than anything. So if you need another minute while I'm talking a little bit to arrange yourself with a pair of headphones, please do right now. I am practicing Ashtanga, but I'm also a musician, and I have been kind of finding my way to collaborate between these two major vehicles of my life. And I think for the past 20 years, kind of knowingly or unknowingly, I've been emphasizing my work, both professional but also my inner work, on listening experiences. And it always takes me by surprise, no matter how many layers of protection I build around myself, or we all build around our emotional body, is how music always have to power to, at a particular point of time, to penetrate all these layers and touch us in a very, very, very primal way. I think you can all agree to that to some extent. Music has always had this power. We all been experiencing moments of listening to music that made us reach some kind of emotional peak, whether it's happiness or sadness or any other emotion in that umbrella. And music has always been a huge part of community all over the world, both as individual, as community music. And the strength that it allows us almost on a daily basis, it's something that we cannot argue with. We all, it doesn't matter what type of music you're listening to or what is the source of that music, it always has this power. The session today can be done both laying down or sitting up. So I would like to offer the beginning of the session to listen to a short piece of music. This is from a Japanese composer called Ryuichi Sakamoto. Somehow recently his music has been touching me in very deep emotional places. You're more than welcome to close your eyes for a moment and just connect to what you hear. Thank you. Victor Hugo says that music expresses things that cannot be said or things that is impossible to leave in silence. And it's a beautiful sentence. Music expresses things that cannot be said in words and things that we cannot leave in silence. And if music has such an impact on our emotions, and looking at the simplest form of music from my background, which is sound, I started exploring listening in a much broader way than music. For example, how are we relating to our listening soundscape? Or, for example, what is the soundtrack of my life? Do I have any control of it? And if so, do I do anything about it? And what is the impact of my listening environment on me emotionally, physically? And I'd like to spend some time together exploring that space from a couple of point of views. One, that less is more. Considering that all of us today living at times that information is immensely overwhelming, and our environments, whatever they are, extensively noisy, both the world around us, but also this tiny little square black machine we hold in our hand, is making a lot of noises throughout the day. So how we learn to recognize, or should I say, being sensitive to the details that actually exist between all this noise and are really important, sometimes for my survival, but sometimes as dry, interesting information that I miss out because of all this noise. And the second thing is, how do we utilize or elevate our listening experience into something positive? For example, something positive can be using noisy environment as developing our awareness, the here and the now. And awareness is probably most positive skill we can learn to cultivate from listening. Think about it. And the next thing is silence, which is, I don't know what comes into your mind when I say silence, because from my experience, it's very, very different things comes to mind. Especially when you come from a background of meditation or yoga or the spiritual path. The word silence is a massive word. It means so much. It's not just the absence of sound. It has a much bigger meaning. Sometimes it's a majestic word that belongs to somewhere else or something else. Not even here right now. Kind of a quality that is, on one hand, it's free, but almost impossible to achieve these days. And sound emerges from silence and goes back to silence. Let's just sit for a couple of minutes in silence. I will start with a gong and we'll end it with a gong. So we can just experience a little bit whatever happens, whatever you brought into this meeting today, whatever your feelings this afternoon, morning or evening, depends where you are in the world. So if you need to rearrange your seat, maybe roll the shoulders back and straighten your back. Tuck the chin gently so you have a long back. And connect to your physical body, the feelings of sitting here now. Inhale and exhale naturally. And just observe the breath as it is. And close your eyes. So take a few moments to really immerse yourself into the feeling of sitting in silence. If you're with headphones now, there's less noise from the outside, wherever you are. And there's mostly my voice and the noises around me. And I want you to take a moment and concentrate on an unpleasant feeling in your body. It can be the spine, or if you're sitting in cross-leg position, it might be one leg on top of the other. Just put your attention on something that is a little bit unpleasant right now in the way you're sitting. And then shift your attention and concentrate for a moment on a pleasant feeling. Maybe it's the relaxed hand on your laps. If you're laying down, maybe it's the chest relaxing. Somewhere that feels right in your own body. And lastly, I want you to concentrate on a neutral feeling in your physical body. Anything that feels neutral, nor pleasant or unpleasant, just happy to be there. Breathe gently. And when thoughts arise, gently move them without judging. They will keep coming and challenging you. And come back to observe your feeling and to the listening experience. Gently start connecting to this never-ending infinity sound that you hear right now. While you're becoming familiar with the sound, maybe recognizing different layers in this sound. We're going to organize our posture, whatever it is, and try to use gravity to anchor your body. Feel the weight of your legs if you're sitting, your hips, or the weight of the whole body laying down. See if there's anywhere in your body that maybe wants to lengthen. Maybe wants to let go or release. And invite a feeling of friendliness. Come back to listening and invite listening awareness, whatever it means to you right now. You can always use this never-ending frequency as an anchor for your thoughts, for your mind. And every time your mind starts to wander, come back to this sound, come back to your breath, come back to the here and the now. And as we continue the journey, relax your eyes and soften them. see if by softening your eyes, you can invite the outer corner of your eyes to widen to a gentle inner smile. Relax your face, your jaw, keep your tongue quiet, and maybe you can invite also your lips to widen just a tiny bit into an inner smile. As you concentrate on your breath cycle, come back to listening. And be aware of the journey we're taking together. Start listening to all the sounds that you hear. All these birds communicate right now by making sounds. And a lot of sounds. Listen to the liveliness. Maybe to the amount of birds. Maybe it triggers any memory, a visual memory. Stay with whatever arises. Just be aware of sounds, come and go, change. Replace themselves with other sounds, almost like the breath. And allow yourself to be completely open for listening. Again and again, with lots of gentleness, bring your awareness to listening, to the breath, to the feeling of what's happening now, and meet yourself through listening in your own body. I've added another element. and see how these elements affect your experience right now. There's the birds. There's infinity sound. There's a repetition of sound. There's my voice. Try to stay with the experience either as a whole, or choose elements you want to cling into in order to stay in the here and the now. Inhale gently and exhale gently. If or how the elements that are joining the experience have an impact on your emotional, energetic body. Inhale gently and exhale. Just experience the change of sound. Maybe you want to stretch yourself a bit. Maybe you want to relax part of the body. So we can continue the journey together. Very relaxed. One of the most powerful sounds is language, its words. Our communication system, our community, our language, our mother tongue. There's so many voices around us. There are different tone of voices, different volumes. And we use voice, language as a gateway to understand and explain the world around us. Have a listen.
A bodhisattva is someone who can listen with compassion. And if you train for 3 days, you might become a bodhisattva. And you might talk to him or to her with that kind of language. And you might listen to him, to her, with that kind of compassion. And compassionate listening is a kind of listening that that has compassion as the essence. Because if you do not practice mindfulness of compassion, you cannot listen very long. You might have a good intention to listen to him, to her, in order to help him or her suffer less. Your intention may be very good. But if you do not know the practice of mindfulness of compassion, and then you may lose your capacity of listening, because what the other person say may be full of wrong perceptions, may be full of bitterness, accusation, blames, and that may touch off irritation and anger in you, and you lose your capacity of listening to him or to her. That is why you have to train yourself first before you begin the practice with him or her.
Do you ever listen to anybody? Do you listen to your wife or husband or your girlfriend? Really listen to what they are conveying, trying to say something? Or do we translate what is being said into our own terminology, comparing with what we already know, judging, evaluating, agreeing, disagreeing, the whole movement that goes on when you listen to another? Are we listening, actually paying attention to the words, to the meaning of words, to the content of words, not translating, comparing, judging, agreeing, just listening? Are we doing that now? And isn't that one of the most important things? How, in what manner we listen to another? Just listen. Are we doing that now? Just listen. Are we doing that now?
So the journey into gentleness and positive awareness can always start by listening to where we are right now. And I invite you to take one hand and put it on your heart, on your chest. And press it gently into your own body. Your fingers, the tip of the fingers, the palms, and connect to your heartbeat. Listen to it with the whole body, not just with your ears. And as you breathe, feel the hands or the chest rising into the hand. And as you exhale, the gentleness it allows. And maybe bring into your imagination a person that is close to you. Feel your heart beating. Look look at them and say something positive to them in your heart. And imagine the tone of your voice as you say that. And then as they react back to you and say something back, listen to them. And really try to imagine them right now through the tone of their voice that is so familiar to you. And stay with them for a moment. Share with them the experience you're having right now. How does it feel to sit here? With a long spine, with an open heart, listening and breathing together. You can release your hands or just keep it on your chest for a few more moments. And I want you also to release your thoughts. Don't concentrate on thinking, on saying something. Just work with your emotional body as the music develops. Just stay with the residue of the experience. Gently come back to your own breath. Come back to this moment. And you can slowly open your eyes. So thank you very much, everyone. I really appreciate your coming in. I hope you had an interesting experience. I do a lot of experiences like that. And you can also listen to my music pretty much everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. It varies between very meditative stuff to some up-tempos as well.